Wendy City Nation. Hashtag Wendy City Nation.
Welcome to the Windy City Bulls pregame show on SportsTownChicago.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
And we welcome you on this Sunday afternoon to the Sears Center Arena, your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. We thank you for joining us as we come to you courtside from the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. I'm Ryan Fahey with you for your pre-half and post-game show duties. I'll be joined by the man who was on the television broadcast, Chris Rouse, a little bit later on as we get you set for Windy City Bulls basketball as they welcome in the NBA G League's best in the standings, the Santa Cruz Warriors. As these Warriors come in with a record of 29-12, they lead the Pacific Division, the Western Conference, and the G League as a whole. As back on Friday, they hosted the Memphis Hustle in a 114-93 victory. In that one, one of the two-way players, Marcus Derrickson, had 18 points and 8 rebounds on 7 of 8 shooting in the victory for Santa Cruz. That put them to their 29th win of the season. Also contributing was the Golden State Warriors assignment player, Jacob Evans, 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Deonta Davis, 18 points, 7 rebounds on 9 of 13 shooting. And off the bench, and Chris and I will get more in-depth with this, is the local Chicago native product, Kendrick Nunn, who off the bench against Memphis on Friday had 17 points, 3 rebounds, an assist on 3 of 4 shooting from behind the 3-point line. And if you're just catching up with Windy City Bulls basketball, if you recall our matchup on Friday night against the Southeast Division leading Lakeland Magic, it was a 3-point show for the ages in which for Windy City they tied a franchise record with 23 3-pointers made in the 130-102 victory in the contest back here at the Sears Center on Friday night. The scoring came from a bunch of players. Kaiser Gates off the bench led the way in scoring 20 points. He was 6 of 10 from behind the 3-point line. Michael Mulder was a perfect 4-4 to contribute with his 19 points. 19 as well for C.J. Fair, as he's been looking like his old self since returning from that ankle injury. It seemed like everybody was scoring for Windy City at any pace. Thomas Wilder contributing with 14 points on 5 of 10 shooting as well. There were only three players that did not make a three-pointer for Windy City in that one. It was Walt Lemon Jr., Farrakhan Hall, and John Octius, who saw just under 5 minutes of action late in the fourth quarter in that one. There were two quarters in that game against Lakeland where Windy City put up 36 in the opening quarter on Friday night, and then they also had 37 coming out of the locker room in the third quarter as well, as Windy City is 23-19 on the season. The magic number to clinch the Central Division is at 8, and that is the combination to eliminate that number is the amount of Windy City wins here in the month of March and the amount of losses that the Grand Rapids Drive, who currently are in second place, have, and they've got a matchup in Maine later on tonight against the Red Claws. So we'll be keeping an eye on that one, as they'll be tipping off a couple of hours from now, so we won't see the result end from when we get off the air today. But that is something, if you want to keep an eye on it, you're going to be wanting to root for Maine, because if they win, that's another magic number that gets decreased in favor of Windy City. This is the Prime G League Sunday matinee matchup that we've got for you around the league, and we'll have the game call for you at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Aaron Sheldon and Jonathan Hood will have the broadcast for you, as we still got more to do here on the Windy City Bulls pregame show. Coming up next, my usual chat with head coach Charlie Henry. Get his thoughts on the ridiculous offensive output from Friday and looking ahead to today's matchup versus Santa Cruz. Still got more to do. Come right back on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks.
on sportstownchicago.com.
Welcome back into the Windy City Bulls pregame show here on sportstownchicago.com and the Windy City Bulls radio network. At this time, as always, joined by Windy City Bulls head coach Charlie Henry. And coach, a very impressive 130-102 win over Lakeland. How come only 130?
Yeah, I mean, shot the ball at a really high clip. Obviously, when you go 23 or 44 from three, you got to win those ones. Because you're not guaranteed to shoot 58% from three every night. So, after struggling with our shooting a little bit going into it, it was good to see the ball go through the rim. Obviously, looking to build on it today.
Looking for this month of March. There's a lot of buzz on social media, this team looking to try to lock up the Central Division. I know you guys take it as a one-game-at-a-time approach from the coaching side of it. Is there anything you have to tell the players from that side of it, or do they kind of stay locked in and focused like you guys do?
Yeah, I really don't know. I don't know as far as what's on the players' mind. You wonder, should you talk about it? Should you not talk about it? We've been very clear and specific on our goals that we want to be a playoff team, and we're in position to win the division. We want to do that, but we try to keep our focus on what what we need to do, every day. We have a lot of young players, guys that are in their first year, in the G League. So, it's different than what they're used to at the college level. So we do talk about it. We talk about the playoff format, division winners getting automatic berths, and then, the three teams with the best record, obviously tiebreakers, division opponents, really important. So we do talk about it, but then we try to quickly move our focus onto what we need to do that particular day.
With this being your second go around with the Windy City Bulls as your time as the head coach, from your side of things individually, what has been the biggest things that you've loved about the G League and your time here with Windy City as a whole?
Well, I've really enjoyed the G League. It's a fun league, great competition, great organizations that put together great teams with a lot of talented young players. I think I relate really well with the G League player. I just enjoyed working with these guys. I heard another coach talk about it. They're at a vulnerable point in their career. That's definitely a valid point. What they are is they're all looking to grow. And I feel like it's been really, great for me to see some growth and to help them grow. I'm in the same boat. I think obviously, I always want to be growing. But I'm at a point in my career where I've grown a ton in my 2 years in the G League, so it's been invaluable for me, and it's something I've really enjoyed.
Looking ahead to the matchup today at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, the Santa Cruz Warriors. They're a highly documented G League team, one of the best out there defensively. You guys are also a defensive magnet, heavyweight battle in that department. What will it take to get win number 24 on the season against them?
Yeah, really good defensive team. Very long, very athletic. They really swarm to the ball. Obviously, you look at their turnovers they force, the fact that they're first in the league off points off turnovers. For us, we're a defensive team as well. With that said, the last 25 games we're second in offense. We're trying to be really good at both ends. It's the way basketball is played. The teams that advance in the postseason, the teams that achieve a certain level of success usually are pretty balanced, and that's what we're working towards. Again, you look at our last 25 games, we're second in offense, fourth in defense. So we want to keep our resolve and our grit defensively, even when we're scoring the ball, and I think that's something that we struggled with at times. Obviously, for the most part, we've been pretty good, but sometimes when you see the ball go through the hoop, you don't have the same urgency you have as when you're missing shots and you got to grind out stops. So that's the challenge for us, is to really grind defensively. Obviously, this is a team that's going to, make things tough on you offensively. So we really got to make simple plays when they're there. We really got to share the ball, and we got to be strong with it. So looking to play well at both ends.
Now, today is Boy and Girl Scout Day here at the Sears Center Arena. Was a young Charlie Henry a Cub or a Boy Scout growing up as a kid?
No, I was not. I always wanted to do the Pinewood Derby, but my dad was a coach, and, you know, he would have maybe been able to make a car, but he was that wasn't his expertise, and it sure as heck's not my expertise. So, you know, I hope when I have a son one day that, you know, he's not going to want to be in the Boy Scouts because I'll struggle to make that Pinewood Derby card too. So that's all I got.
All good. The Windy City Bulls will be hosting the Santa Cruz Warriors at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. As always, Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
We'll continue on with the Windy City Bulls pregame show next here on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
I've been in the radio and broadcasting business for a long time, more than 3 decades, and I thought, you know, if I spread my knowledge and shared what I know about the business with a lot of young minds, maybe I could get some of those people involved. And my dad talked to schools, and I thought I could do that too, and I could do it all in one place at Illinois Media School. I've been having a great time. I tell everybody I'm learning as much from the students as they learn from me. I am Eddie Volkman, and I am IMS.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business. While there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Sports, SportsTownChicago.com.
Here courtside at the Sears Center Arena. This is your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com. As we're getting closer to tip-off, 2 o'clock, it'll be the Santa Cruz Warriors and your Windy City Bulls going toe-to-toe in a battle of division leaders, one from the Central and one from the Pacific. And now here on the pregame show, he was invited this time. This wasn't a out-of-nowhere grab a headset and join me in the postgame. It is the one and only, one of the best out there that knows his team forwards, backwards, and sideways. At King Rouse 21 on social media, Chris Rouse here on the pregame show. Welcome back, Chris.
Yeah, you're putting a lot on it there, Ryan. Happy to be back here on SportsTown Chicago. I guess you could say the place that made my career, the reason I'm even on NBC Sports Chicago. So always willing to lend you some of my precious time to get you some ratings.
You see, you made it very humbling, and all of a sudden there goes your ego.
Of course, being you got to have a big head once you get on TV. Hollywood Rouse is in full effect.
Okay, we just had our first ever Hollywood Rouse nickname be aired on our pregame show. But as we get back to the task at hand here, we've been circling this date on the calendar for quite a while, and Chris, here we are.
Yeah, we've been circling this date on the calendar because Santa Cruz has been head and shoulders the best team in the league record-wise all season. They got off to a great start. I know at one point we're 7-0. I apologize for not remembering if it reached 10 at some point. But they've been pretty much the best team in the league all season. They have a lot of athletic players, and they have guys that can score the ball.
They definitely do, but one of those players that they're not going to have scoring-wise, I know this is somebody you were keeping an eye on that you're not going to be really able to see today, was one of their two-way players in Damian Lee, who's with the Golden State Warriors, as he was with them against the game against the Philadelphia 76ers last night. As Santa Cruz isn't going to have a guy who in 22 games this season averages 20 points, 6 rebounds, and a pair of assists because he's an efficient shooter, 47 from the field and 40 from downtown.
Yeah, and also an extra nugget for some of our listeners that may not know. If you don't know, he's also the brother-in-law of teammate Steph Curry. Has been a solid three-point shooter for the Warriors at the back of their rotation, but he got us some big minutes last night, had the big game against Philadelphia. But I think this Santa Cruz team, it's more than just a one-man team. Damian Lee is really the only guy on the team that's averaging 20 points. Actually, he is the only guy on the team averaging 20 points. This is a Santa Cruz team that has 5 guys averaging double figures, and then they have 7 averaging at least 9 a game. So they play as a team. A lot of athleticism with guys like Antonius Cleveland and Deontay Davis. And then, of course, off the bench, the guy that kind of reminds me of Jamal Crawford coming back home, Kendrick Nunn.
Yeah, and I teased that in the opening segment, and you led it right into my next part of our pregame show. Kendrick Nunn, if you're familiar with him from his high school days, a Simeon Wolverine alum, and not a bad high school career when in the 4 years you're in high school, you won 4 state championships. Not a bad way to play some high school ball.
Yeah, and also he attended the University of Illinois. He actually came in when I graduated from the University of Illinois, so his freshman year was my last year there, my super senior year there at in Champaign. had an unfortunate incident where he went over to he had to go to Oakland University after getting dismissed from the team at Illinois, but he shined at Oakland University, was the Horizon League Player of the Year. And here with Santa Cruz, trying to find his way on the NBA roster, got to improve his three-point shooting, only shooting 32%. But the way he scores the ball, it's something you could overlook. It makes his lack of ability to shoot from deep something you could overlook, because he just finds ways to score, averaging 19.5 a game.
Yeah, and just to finish up the note on Kendrick Nunn from his high school days, he is one of four Simeon Wolverines to have their number retired, and it's a pretty elite list.
Name the three?
I was going to do it.
Oh, okay.
Can I do it?
Go ahead.
You got the legendary Ben Wilson from the 80s. You've got Jabari Parker, and of course, if you're familiar with Chicago Bulls basketball, Derrick Rose, and then we have it with Kendrick Nunn.
Yeah, and then on top of that, Jabari Parker was his high school teammate. So they got their numbers retired together on senior night of Simeon. And then on top of that, also, he reminds me of another guy that went to Simeon that went to Illinois, Nick Anderson. Nick Anderson, who was also a member of the Flying Illini back in the 80s. He wears the number 25. That's why he reminds me of Nick Anderson. So, yeah, a lot of cross ties in this game here with the with Chicago and Santa Cruz. I know Farrakhan Hall used to play for Santa Cruz earlier in his career. Aaron Miles, the coach of Santa Cruz, was teammates with Kirk Heinrich in college. Of course, Walt Lemon went to Julian. Kendrick Nunn went to Simeon. And then Antonius Cleveland won preseason game with the Bulls.
Yeah, so let's flip the other side of the coin now to Windy City. We were both here on Friday night. I asked Charlie Henry in a jokingly manner, of course, how come only 130? Because it was lights out shooting every which way, and they just could not be stopping behind the three-point line, tying a franchise record, 23 threes.
Yeah, and that was actually, I think, maybe the best total team effort we've seen from the Bulls so far this season. They got 23 threes. They had 56 bench points. And that has been something that the Bulls have struggled with the last few games, the bench production. It gets the points in the game in the late first, early second, late third, early fourth, where the bench sort of struggles to at least hold the lead, and they let the lead slip and other teams get back into the game. That was not the case on Friday night. Raleigh Alkins and Kaiser Gates led the way. Kaiser Gates, 20 points. Leading the Bulls, and ended up being our player of the game on the TV broadcast.
Yeah, and we had Jakar Sampson on radio on Friday night. But you bring up bench production. I want to bring up a quick note on Santa Cruz. I know we talked Windy City for a moment. Santa Cruz in the game against Memphis on Friday night, they had 80 bench points.
Yeah, and a lot of that was, once again, the play of Kendrick Nunn, 17 points in that ball game. And then also for Santa Cruz, one thing that they have that – I think really combats the Bulls, Walter Lemon Jr., they have Darius Morris, another guy that's a legit floor general. So when he's out there, you can put him out there with the starter, the other starting four, or you can put him out there with four guys off the bench. He's going to get them their shots. So Darius Morris, a floor general, a bit of an NBA veteran, had a bunch of games in the league with different teams throughout his career, 132 NBA games to be exact, but definitely a veteran floor general that can help guys get shots.
Yeah, Darius Morris was the second-round draft pick for the Los Angeles Lakers back in 2011 after graduating as a Michigan Wolverine. Let's go back now to Windy City. We're seeing the old C.J. Fair again, and everybody was getting the shots going on Friday night against Lakeland. C.J. Fair had been dealing with an ankle injury about a little over a few weeks ago, and he got slowly back into his groove. And we're really starting to see the old CJ from when we saw him in December, where he was just on an incredible run.
Yeah, he's finally got his legs back under him. You got to remember, after the ankle injury, he played, and then he re-injured the ankle again. So that's why he was out going until the All-Star break. He came back, and they had him on a minutes restriction with the games against Agua Caliente and then the game against Maine. Then Sioux Falls, the minutes restriction was off. The minutes restriction was off after the games against Fort Wayne and Maine. When he played Sioux Falls, he had 19 points. Added again another 19 points on Friday night, and he gives them another score in the front court with Jakar Sampson that you have to respect, so it keeps defenses honest.
Yeah, as it keeps them honest, then we also got to talk about the guy that we've seen his inside game develop more. He was 4-4 from downtown on Friday, and that's the Kentucky Proc, and his dad's always here to support him. That's Michael Mulder.
Yeah, Michael Mulder had a very good game, and the Bulls definitely missed his shooting when he was with Team Canada in the World Cup games. His outside shooting forced him to put VJ and Kaiser Gates into the starting lineup, which is a reason that I think that the bench actually struggled in those couple of games, because you don't have your outside shooter. When you have Mulder, he's your outside shooter. Lemon's your distributor and scorer that can get to the rim. And Sampson is your inside threat. That's the triple threat of this Windy City Bulls starting lineup. So they're very happy to have Michael Mulder back.
And we always known that this Windy City team so far this season has been very good in being clean with the basketball. They're second in the G League in turnovers a game at just over 14. They're first in the assist-to-turnover ratio department at 19.8 in the last 10 games. Now, On the flip side of that for Santa Cruz, if you turn the ball over against Santa Cruz, they're going to make you pay because this season they are first in points off turnovers per game at just over 23.
And then not only that, they're first in the league in steals. They average almost 11 a game, average 10.9 to be exact. And they as a defensive team, a lot of players with quick hands. They're very quick into the open floor, and once they get running, they start getting everyone going. That's why you see this team that has five guys averaging double figures. You have seven guys averaging nine. A lot of their points are in runouts. They just play great team defense, and then even in the half court, they wear you down with the play of Darius Morris finding players. And then I have to mention Marcus Derrickson and Deontay Davis, who had huge games, combined for 36 points, both had 18 apiece in their win against Memphis. They have great inside athleticism with Davis and Derrickson, and then, of course, with Morris being a distributor, it's tough to stop this team.
Yeah, Marcus Derrickson, the former Georgetown product, was a second-team All-Big East member last year in his senior campaign, averaging just under 15 points a game, and he's also 43% from downtown. As a team, we've talked about the Santa Cruz. Not necessarily everything pops out to you in the stats department where they rank, and we've always talked about their defense, and even when we talk about scores around the G League, it's always about their defense, and it's going to come to fruition once again, same on the side of it, for Windy City. Another thing for Windy City as well, last 10 games, they're first in the G League in efficient shooting at 56.6%. Now, however, we haven't seen Windy City in terms of the second chance wins. That's something that if you're going to find a knock on an offense that's been red hot, they're 27th in the G League this season in second chance points at only 10 a game.
Yeah, that's because they don't crash the glass. If you watch the Windy City Bulls play, what really happens is the shot goes up and they get back on defense. That's why they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. As soon as the shot goes up, they almost assume everything is going in. You may get a few plays where Sampson is down on the low block, but 9 times out of 10, that shot goes up. 3 players are already retreating just in case you try to get that board and get a run out.
He's Chris Rouse, one of the best out there. I'm Ryan Fay. Coming up next, we'll get Chris's keys to a Windy City victory. It's the hottest matchup in the G League on this Sunday. Bulls-Warriors coming up. Tip-off will also be moments away with Aaron Schellen and Jonathan Hood. Take a short time out and come right back on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com.
I got started at IMS here as an instructor a couple years back after I had heard a couple of people I worked with were also instructors here. I'm always here if you need help with developing what you're passionate about. And that's what most people come here for. They have a passion. They want to do something. They want to do radio play-by-play. They want to do sports talk. They want to do updates, whatever it may be. My name is Fred Huebner. I work at ESPN 1000 as a host and sports anchor, and I am IMS.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
Once again with you, courtside at the Sears Center Arena, your home for Windy City Bulls basketball on the Windy City Bulls radio network at sportstownchicago.com. As we're finishing up the pregame show, alongside Chris Rouse, I'm Ryan Fahey with you. And as we got tip-off coming up moments away between your Windy City Bulls and the Santa Cruz Warriors. This is the only meeting, the first time that these two teams are meeting inside the Sears Center. You have to go way back to February 25th of 2017, the inaugural season for the Windy City Bulls when these two teams last met. And it was a 118-113 victory for Santa Cruz on their home floor. You look at some of the former Windy City players we've had here, Chris. Jarrell Eddy and Aaron Thomas were in the starting lineup, each having 23 in the contest. But some still familiar faces, John Octis and Farrakhan Hall, were in that game too.
I'm looking at that box score, and I'm seeing one familiar face to both teams. Alphonso McKinney, who's now on the Golden State Warriors, was here with Windy City in that game, had a stat line of 13 points and 12 rebounds, one of his, 16 double-doubles that season, which led Windy City. So, yeah, that's a name for you right there, the Alphonso McKinney. I guess you could still call this the Alphonso McKinney Bowl here today between the Bulls and the Warriors.
That could be something on your keys for your television broadcast that you're going to have coming up in just a moment. But, yeah, this is only the second ever meeting between these Santa Cruz Warriors and Windy City Bulls. And before we get to tip-off, let's get to a couple keys from Chris Rouse for a Windy City victory.
I think in this game you're going to have an interesting inside matchup here. It's a dual battle with Deontay Davis and Marcus Derrickson going up against Windy City Bigs, C.J. Fair, and Jakar Sampson. It's going to be a fun battle between the 4s and 5s in this matchup. And then on top of that, you have the backcourt play with Lemon and Morris, two players who are a little bit similar, except Lemon a much better scorer, but Morris he's pretty much an extension of being a scorer because he finds the open man. He just always seems to know where open Warrior players are. So it's going to be – those are the big three players in this matchup to watch for. Walter Lemon Jr., Jakarr Sampson, C.J. Fair for the Bulls versus Deonte Davis, Marcus Derrickson, and Darius Morris for Santa Cruz.
I'm going to give you another matchup to watch out for because I heard this when I got to the arena this morning from Walt Lemon Jr. when he was doing his individual shoot-around before the team came out here and worked out earlier. Walt Lemon Jr. versus Kendrick Nunn. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up, two local products.
Chicago.
Julian High School and Walt Lemon Jr., Simeon and Kendrick Nunn. Walt Lemon was talking smack about Julian High School when he used to play high school ball. So, you know, IHSA upgraded to the G League between that matchup. That's something I really want to look forward to.
Well,
maybe even hear some trash talk on the floor. That'd be kind of neat, too.
Well, I mean, well, that's Vincennes right there. Julian Borders, 103rd, yep. And Vincennes on the south side, and Simeon is on 83rd and Vincennes. So if you know the city, you can see where the trash talk comes from. Similar areas. Walter Lemon Jr. from pretty much my neck of the woods, the Roseland area in Chicago. And then, meanwhile, you're talking about the Auburn-Gresham area with Simeon.
All right, so we got Windy City Bulls basketball coming up for you next. Tip-off with Jonathan Hood and Aaron Schellen is coming your way. Chris, as always, thanks for the thoughts. I will see you back here at halftime, my friend. He'll be on the television broadcast. Stick around for the radio call. As up next, it's Jonathan Hood and Aaron Schellen bringing you Bulls Warriors here on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.